Health is not just physical. Health is emotional health. That means resistance to all deadly emotions, walking in love, forgiving. It's also having your mind programmed with the software of God instead of programmed with the software of the world.
Learn the plan for living in divine health today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, as they begin a crucial teaching for you and your family on God's design for your wellness.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Are we going to have a great day today and for the next 2 weeks? And I'll tell you why. Dr. Don Colbert and his lovely wife, Mary, are here today. And we're going to spend 2 weeks talking about you. And we're going to talk about Jesus. And we're going to find out some wonderful, marvelous things about your good health and your prosperity and the things that God's called you to do. And it's time for these things to come to pass. And so we're going to have a good time at it. Let's go before the Lord. We'll pray and we'll get right into our lesson today. Father, we just give you praise and thanksgiving for this broadcast. We open our eyes and ears and our hearts to heaven for revelation from the Word. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dr. Colbert,
praise God.
Welcome to the broadcast. Mary, bless your heart. Beautiful as ever.
Amen.
My goodness. I mean, you look like two teenagers and always do. And that's a good thing. Praise the Lord. And things are just going just gangbusters in the body of Christ.
Amen.
God is moving.
God's setting people free. We're seeing great miracles in the body and in the mind and in the emotions being set free as well as in the spirit.
Yeah.
And this is such a timely message, Pastor. I tell you, it's exciting to me because everybody's concern in the country right now is health care, you know, and it's about, oh, the health care crisis, this, and, you know, what's going to happen with the health care issues. It begins in the accountability of yourself.
Not disease care. See, our health care practice here in America is built on disease care. We wait until everything is in the health of our body is caving in. It's like a house. Everything's caving in. The floor's caving in. The roof's caving in. The doors don't open. Everything's falling off the walls. And then they go to their doctors and they say, hey, you've got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, all of these problems, yet it started years ago from poor choices. So again, we want to talk about choices we can make as Christians.
You need to do something to the thing other than paint it.
That's right.
something in the structure's got to be changed.
We've got to help to restore the structure of the body and put the right fuel in the body, because I tell people, most people, and Christians especially, take better care of their cars than their bodies.
By far.
And they put better fuel, better maintenance.
I was praying and, I'm seeking God. This is back 1972. And I'm just, I'm seeking God over all of this thing. And I'm in the middle of a fat fight, and I don't know what to do about it. Because I went into the ministry obese, and it had to be fixed, and it had to be fixed now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do about it, so I'm praying on it. And I'm telling you, I mean, I didn't hear a voice, but inside me, I heard it all over. He said, "You're a hypocrite." that's low. I said it out loud. I said, "Lord, that's low. That's a low punch." I mean, what? He said, you would fire somebody for putting the wrong brand of oil in one of your vehicles, much less the wrong kind. I said, I'd do that. He said, but you put stuff in your mouth. You don't even know what it is. You don't know where it came from. You never read a can. You just open it and eat it. I said, oh, Lord. Well, back then, there wasn't much on the can, but at least there was something on there, you know, and mm-hmm. but that was back in the beginning. Doc, let's base this on this word here. In 3 John, a very key word here is the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I truly love. Beloved. I wish, or the text says, I pray above all things. This was the elder John. Now, I think this man, by this time, knew the will of God.
Very mature.
This is the man that Jesus turned his mother over mm-hmm. to. So, I pray above all things. This is such a priority to the people to whom he ministered, that it needs to become our priority, because it's God's, mm-hmm. that you may prosper. But now, prospering is not any good if you're sick.
Amen.
So you're not prosperous mm-hmm. if you're sick. So I pray above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth, the word that's in you, even as you walk in the word. So all of this was one thing he's telling this man. So we're going to base our 2 weeks here. We're going to build on God's desire and design for us to be well. To be well in our spirit, well in our mind, well in our finances. Your finances need to be well. Debt is a financial sickness that is terrible. But the wellness of your body, not just feeling all right, but being well, that's where we're headed. That is our goal, is wellness. Not how you look in your clothes. Not how you feel. I'm doing all right. No, that ain't good enough. We are headed towards wellness. And I'm using this word wellness instead of good health, because people in this country don't know what good health is.
That's
right. So I realized, once I became anything close to well, that I had never actually felt good in my life. What I thought was good was subpar.
That's right.
It was below the way I was designed. And I had to go through all this, which if I'd had somebody like you, I probably never would have let you get any sleep. I'd have been bugging you night and day, which I do now every time I get a chance.
Fine,
you know. But we needed ministers of help the way you need, because it's gospel. A minister of the gospel that's trained in the health of the physical body. What an important thing.
Amen.
You're not in the medical business. You're a minister that knows how this thing works.
Amen. Amen.
So, that's our prayer. That's where we are. And that's where we're going over this 2 week period of time. Now, give us, the two of you, a definition of what we're after. What is wellness? What is God's idea of a healthy body?
Now,
hold on.
One thing I want the people to do before he addresses this is, the scripture says, take heed how you hear.
Ah, yes. Luke 8,
and I want 18. Those that are watching this program to mm-hmm. take heed on what Don is about to tell you and how you listen. If you listen mm-hmm. with a closed mind and a critical mind, and you're trying to sit there and pick apart what's said, then you're not going to receive a whole lot of truth. But if you sit there with an open heart and say, you know, Lord, show me where I've been blinded and where I, I haven't seen this before. I want you to open my eyes. I'm telling you, you are in for some life-changing message.
You know what? You just brought some, you just regenerated some memories. Deal with your emotions right now. Don't get emotional about this. This is information for your health. It's not condemnation because you're 40 pounds overweight. Right. This is not condemning you or what you eat. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And you ought to know by now, condemnation don't work. You can beat yourself over the head because you missed it and because you're fat or because you got high temper or anything else that's crosswise of the Word of God, and it won't change anything. Repentance will. And if you'll deal with your emotions right now, I'm not going to get emotional about this. This is information from God's Word, and they're talking about my health. And so just relax. And like Mary said, you open up. You're ready to receive. Praise God.
Amen.
And Lord, if I need to change, I'm ready. I'll change it because I know you give me the strength and the help I need to do it. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mary.
That's good. That was right on.
Because I remember, I didn't want to hear nobody say nothing about this because it made me mad at myself, and I didn't want to hear that. And I, besides that, I don't want you messing with my fried chicken.
Amen.
And so
right. We don't want you to turn that channel either.
I was so dedicated to it. And the reason I was is because my flesh was bound with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And my emotions were expressing fear. Mm-hmm. So let the love of God clean that out of there right now and just say, nah, I ain't going for that. This has robbed me long enough. I'm going to get well, and my family's going to be well, and we're going to be strong. What does well mean in the eyes of the truth?
Well, wellness, first of all, is not just not having disease. And health is not just not having disease. It's a resistance to disease. You can tell a person from afar that's in health. First of all, it shows in their face. It shows in their color. And it shows in their energy, in their vibrancy. It shows in their mental keenness. It shows in their energy level. It shows in their joy level. It shows in their peace and in their love. See, health is not just physical. Health is emotional health. That means resistance to all deadly emotions. Walking in love, forgiving. It's also having your mind programmed with the software of God instead of programmed with the software of the world. It's, again, walking the love walk. It's, again, practicing forgiveness. It's also having your mind so renewed in the Word that you're walking by faith. And the children of the Old Testament, the wilderness, there was none feeble among them. They were resistant to disease. What did they eat in the wilderness? Manna, perfect food. Manna was bread, literally, that came down from heaven, looked like white coriander seed, tasted like honey, wafers made with honey, yet it was a perfect food. Perfect amount of protein, carbohydrates, fats, as well as vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, phytonutrients. But the children of Israel got sick of manna. Even though they were super healthy, they got sick of it. They grumbled, they complained, they murmured, and God hates murmuring. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what did he do? He finally said, okay, I'll send quail. He sent the quail, but the people gathered the quail day and night and all the next day. And the one that gathered least gathered 10 homers, which is equivalent to 100 bushels.
Oh, my God.
They literally gorged themselves. They took a little. Instead of practicing moderation or temperance, they gorged themselves with it. And it says in Psalm 78, as the flesh was between their teeth, he smote the fattest of them first and killed the chosen men of Israel. Now, what that tells me is, again, we as a church have got to walk in temperance. One of the best ways to walk in health is to walk in temperance or self-restraint. You give this body what it wants, it's going to crave everything bad. It craves sugar, gets addicted to sugar, craves greasy burgers and fat and French fries and pizza, Krispy Kreme donuts and chips and chocolate and ice cream and Snickers bars. It craves what kills and destroys it. But we've been given a biblical mandate to take care of this temple in order to fulfill his plan for us on this earth. And yes, we will face God in the white throne judgment. We will have to give an account of how we've taken care of this body. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, he says, what Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? Ye are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, you glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. These bodies, most Christians believe, belong to us. No, they belong to God. And so we have got to start exercising temperance in order to quit purging our flesh on the foods that are destroying us. It's interesting that a few years ago, a major university, Purdue University, did a study on religion and body weight. And they found that religious people tended to be more overweight and obese than non-religious people. But among all the religions, the Christians were the most overweight. And the ones least overweight were the Muslims, the Buddhists, and the Jews. But we as Christians are to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth, living epistles. Mm-hmm. And yet the world should look at us and see Jesus, yet the world looks at us and say, I don't want what they have. Look at them. They don't have their joy. They don't have their energy. They're depressed. They're stressed out. They're overweight. They're sick. And why would I want what they have? And so we have got to literally take our place, crucify this flesh, learn what the Bible says about food. The Bible has a lot to say about food, what we should and shouldn't eat. The only thing that's mainly it doesn't talk about is the fast food restaurants and all the processed food that man has begun eating has actually gotten addicted to these foods. And as a result, we are led by our flesh. Literally, Satan doesn't even have to tempt us because our flesh, we have a hook in our jaws and we're being led right to the fast food restaurants and the processed food.
Doc, while you were saying that, just a picture of this just came up in front of me. You can't eat that way and not experience some level of depression, weariness, all of the sure. different things, because it affects your whole system, nerves,
has
and everything else.
A direct effect.
What are depressed people known for? It's not love. What are tired people known for? Not love. Mm-hmm. They're known for being hard to get along with.
That's right.
They're
irritable.
They're very irritable. So the result is what? The result is a violation of the commandment of love.
Amen.
Which sets in motion all kinds of stuff. It opens the door for all the things that Satan would like to do to you to take away your health and your prosperity. So it's a direct link to that, isn't it?
Right. But health is not just avoiding this food and eating this food. It's also taking care of our temple with sleep, practicing joy. I tell people 10 belly laughs is one of the best things for health of anything we can do. It's also drinking water. It's also detoxing and cleansing our body.
You know what I'm sitting here thinking? All of those things are the things a depressed guy don't want to do.
That's right.
He doesn't want to do any of that.
Absolutely.
Well, the lack of joy.
That is so amazing.
The lack of joy in itself among Christians tells me one thing, is that they have substituted. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the Holy Spirit is supposed to be our comforter. What's happened is in the church there's been a shift of this becoming our comforter.
Not that. It's
the food,
cookies
foods,
and cake and candy.
Foods has become the comforter
foods.
And we wonder why we don't have a sense of comfort and joy and peace and strength. There's been a shift. You can go in America and sit in the airports and just watch the people go by, and we're an obese nation. Mm-hmm. It's because we have transferred where our joy is supposed to come from, our comfort is supposed to come from, on the food.
That's right.
And he can't even fly on the airlines without getting mad with one another and fighting and the captain getting kicked off. I mean, so where'd love go, man?
That's right.
You know, I mean, and that somebody said they tried to sue Joel Osteen and his beautiful wife, they're going through all this. And that woman said, I'll tell you, that just made me lose my faith in God. Girl, you didn't have no faith in God. And why? I mean, why? What's at the root of all these things? Well, the chain reaction doesn't have any beginning or end. It's a wheel, the course, or the wheel of nature, as James put it, that starts with the tongue. But the depressed guy gets mad and loses his temper, and love is out the door. And the result of that is fear, and fear kicks in, and now you got to go get something to eat. So what does he go get to eat? He don't eat food. He eats trash.
That's right.
And the trash, he's more depressed. So now he goes to the doctor and gets him some pills for it so he can eat the trash without being depressed. And instead of losing the depression, now he can't sleep, and then he winds up killing somebody. I mean, this thing is terrible.
It affects everything. And it's like that fire. You start a little bit here, and you literally put the wrong food in, it calms these stress chemicals down a little, but then what it does, you become depleted of other powerful neurotransmitters, powerful hormones. It makes you sick and tired, and you're constantly reaching for that pick-me-up that's literally getting you deeper in the pit. And just like you with your airplanes, how would you like to never service your planes, never change the oil, never service everything, and expect it to fly right? It would be dangerous. Yet here we are, never servicing our body, giving our bodies what it needs, giving it the rest, giving it the Word of God that gives us peace, it gives us good sleep, spending time in His presence, walking in love, practicing the love walk, practicing joy, practicing peace, and then just simply taking care of this temple. And then these diseases cannot come on us. It makes us literally resistant to disease.
I believe some Christians think that really God doesn't want us to feel good. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Amen.
He wants us to feel good. He wants you to get up every morning
and be happy,
saying, this is
and
the day.
Amen.
And well and strong.
And that's excited. Passionate.
And passionate and excited.
Energetic.
And they're being robbed. The church is being so robbed because, first of all, they're believing a lie. They don't believe you can have it. They believe
the church should be poor, tired, sickness. A lot of people, let me explain something, what I learned over the last 20, I've been practicing almost 25 years. I have learned when a patient comes to see me, many times, subconsciously, they don't want to be healed. They have identified with their disease. Instead of being John or being Jane, this person literally is a rheumatoid arthritis patient. This is a cancer patient. This is a heart patient. They identify with their disease, mm-hmm. and literally they get secondary gain from their disease. They get the best seat in church. They get the best parking place. They get that little sign where they can park in a wheelchair place. And so literally they identify with their disease, and subconsciously they don't want to overcome their disease.
And they hadn't had any help from the medical community because they hope they don't ever get rid of it.
There's commercials on TV now, and every time I see this one particular commercial, there's a woman sitting there, and she goes, "My fibromyalgia."
Yeah, mine. This is mine.
I'm not letting go of it.
First time I ever saw that, I hollered out loud. I said, "Jesus, poor mine! I don't have that." I'm not going to listen to you, lady. I said, "Go ahead, turn her off.
Turn her off." I did the same reaction.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, boys and girls, we're out of time already. We're going to get back in this tomorrow. There's some definitions of these things. But remember now, wellness is being in good health. It's not just being without disease. And that's the general idea of being well, is just mm-hmm. without disease. But if you're not well, you're not going to stay without disease.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else headed your way. And with wellness, you get to the point where it's not anywhere near so susceptible to all this junk that the world is burdened down with. And so we'll be back in just a moment.
These days, whether it's grabbing something on the go or buying groceries for next week, we have an abundance of options when it comes to the food we eat. But all foods are not created equal. In his latest book, Eat This and Live, Dr. Don Colbert provides you with an easy-to-understand roadmap to help navigate what can often be treacherous territory. Based on the 7 pillars of health, this food handbook includes Dr. Colbert-approved foods, along with restaurant menu choices, helpful facts, tips, charts, and nutrition information that will make it easier for you to stay healthy and lose weight. Packed with vital information to help your whole family stay healthy, you'll learn the difference between living food and dead food, what the Bible says about food, shopping tips, smart choices for dining out, tips for healthy kids, and much more. With this tool in hand, you're equipped to take steps toward looking and feeling younger as you journey down the road to lifelong health. To order your copy of Eat This and Live, log on to our website at kcm.org. This new book by New York Times bestselling author Dr. Don Colbert will show you how to improve your health through simple food choices and is now available for just $14. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy today.
Eat this and live. Oh, to God I had this 40 years ago. My goodness, it had been where I could actually go see, well, now what about this? And go there and find out. Now, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's as many junk food books as there are junk food fast food deals. And very few will you find solidly, strongly based on the Word of God, and the person that wrote it is committed to Amen. God and His Word. Now, that makes all the difference in the world, because I don't read junk anymore and I eat junk. I won't do it. If it crosswise this Bible, boy, I mean, it's gone for mm-hmm. me. I don't have time. I got to read this. Amen. I don't have time. But I get something like this. Ooh, this is mine, man. Praise God. Because it's right here.
Amen.
I don't have to guess about it anymore, and somebody can't con me like they used to. And, well, you just need to get a hold of this right now. Now then, I want you to do some things on your own. You need to be praying about this before tomorrow's broadcast. You need to set your spirit up for these things and make some commitments before God. It would be a wonderful thing for you to take communion this evening sometime and sit down before the Lord, you and your family, and put this thing before God and realize how precious this body is, how precious the mind is that God gave you. And your brain is part of your body. We have the mind of Christ, but if you got the brain of a tweaky, I mean, it's hard for the mind of Christ to ever get into the brain where it can be used, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of this is part of it. So make some commitments, settle some things before the Lord. And over the next 2 weeks, we're going to help you do it. First meeting of 2009 is a Branson Victory Campaign, March the 5th through the 7th, right there at Faith Life Church. Keith and Phyllis Moore's pastor in Branson, Missouri. And I'll tell you, this is always one of the best meetings of the year. This thing kind of throws the year in gear, and it'd be wonderful for you to be there. Praise God. So glad you're with us today. Doc, thank you. Mary, yes. Bless your heart,
you.
Dear. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Our faith is to be well, to be strong. It's not just being without sickness or disease. It is not being susceptible to it like before.